Oh, actually, I'm gender fluid.
Oh, okay. Wait, what does gender fluid mean again?
Gender fluid means my gender changes depending on the day or week, or even depending on the hour.
This is no longer a woman's world. Women are being erased, and not just by men, but women are erasing themselves, because who cares about women less today now than women themselves? What you just heard there was the brand new development of the LGBTQI LMNOP community, where now gender changes every single hour. What the hell is going on in the world? I don't know. So I brought on my good friend Sarah Gonzalez from the news and Why It Matters to try to explain this to me. You are and have a lot of history and experience with being a woman, the official woman expert of the day.
Yeah, I mean, I will say I have always been a woman. I have always been a female since before I came out of my mother. So I do have that going for me. I'm not sure I can solve all of the world's problems, but I can tell you there is a huge problem with women who are just, they're losing sight of what it means to be a woman, of what it means to be feminine. And I think that they're being trained, covertly trained to be more masculine so that the left can convince women that they don't need a man.
Yeah, well, this won't shock you. We have now begun taking everything away from women. Now, this is kind of sweet because it's sort of like revenge as well, because women have done so much to us as men.
No,
it's like, welcome to the world where it no longer caters to you and things get taken away from you year by year. Check this out. The New York Post let us know that another very large framed woman, a.k.a. a T person, Olympics first trans athlete, defies science, literal science and logic, and also common sense and fairness in the quest for gold. Holy sh! That is a unit of a woman.
That's a man, man.
That's a man's woman.
I just love how feminine her features are. That's just such a feminine man.
I totally feel like you could take her really easy. I mean, okay, everyone in the comments, let's pit Sarah against this very feminine woman. Who would win?
Who would win, actually?
In a weightlifting competition.
Yep, that is... On your show, you're allowed to talk about this stuff. On here, we're allowed to laugh at it with the pictures up. We're allowed to violate terms of service. We're going to get into this and a lot more of the insane things about women. And also, as they're getting canceled, I'm going to say we're going to watch some videos that maybe make it make sense why the world wants to cancel women, because they've gotten out of control. There is just too much. As I read one tweet today, women just need to be stopped until we can figure out what's happening. My name's Elijah Schaefer. I am your top 17 host here at Slightly Offensive, the best worst show on Blaze TV. And as I mentioned earlier, my guest today is Sarah Gonzalez, which gets confetti of color. How do you like having that blasted all over your face? Feels good?
It's not the worst thing I've had blasted on my face.
Yeah, someone told me that this show, they're like, could you stop with your fifth grade humor? And I was actually proud that we've gotten up to fifth grade.
Wow, congrats. That is very mature for you.
Yeah, we also have Savannah Hernandez, lovely producer, joining us, who also has some experience being a woman.
Just a little bit.
And also some experience being a 12-year-old boy.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you for I was telling Sarah before we started, I was like, every single day Elijah's like, how does it feel to have the body of a 12-year-old boy?
It's so mean.
There's too many simps for Sav. I have to humble her.
I'm gonna go cry myself to sleep. Bye. Yeah.
Too many creepy comments. But anyways, keep loving it. If you have new Sarah simps today, let's see how many are Sarah simps or Sav simps. It rolls off the tongue. Before we jump into the stories for today, I gotta tell you about an amazing product called Taser. Now, many of you guys know that not only are firearms hard to get in some states, some places don't allow you to bring them into the building, and some of you aren't old enough to have them or are too afraid to use them, and so you're like, how can I protect myself in this crazy world? Well, let's talk to you about something amazing. This is the product that you need to have. Whether it's protecting your family or it's protecting yourself, protection should be your number one priority. But you want to do it safely. And that's why the people at Taser believe that safer self-defense is better self-defense. I'm going to tell you that Taser's line of non-lethal self-protection devices are small and lightweight enough to carry with you or in your glove compartment or even your purse. Guys, if you're watching this, I know the audience is mostly male. Think about the women in your life, your moms, your sisters as well. They need protection and they need something that can actually save them, because God knows their punches and kicks are not going to be as powerful as that new athlete that is trying to compete in the Olympics. And I'll tell you this, Tasers are what you need. They're powerful enough to incapacitate an attacker, and that's genuinely true. See, guns, they can carry unnecessary risks, specifically legally, especially in other states or cities. And so most places in this country, you can carry a taser around without a permit. That's why you should check this out. It uses an electric charge to immobilize attackers for up to 30 seconds, allowing time to escape and send emergency dispatch to your GPS location. They come loaded with features like laser-assisted targeting, emergency dispatch, which will send response teams to your GPS location. And then more than, obviously, if you guys want to know this, how effective they are, more than 237,000 lives have been saved with Taser network of devices, apps, and personnel. Right now, if you go to taser.com and use code OFFENSIVE, that's Taser, T-A-S-E-R.com, use promo code OFFENSIVE, you can get 15% off their products. Check it out today. Go to taser.com, use promo code OFFENSIVE, find out how to protect yourself and the people around you. If you don't need it, somebody around you does. Taser.com, promo code OFFENSIVE. Let's go right back into this. So this is now what a woman is. And God knows, after COVID, this ain't the only hairy woman that's been walking around the country. But I got to read this story to you. Some of you may have heard this, but this is going to be really important that why we talk about this. It's official. For the first time ever, a transgender athlete has qualified for an Olympic team. New Zealand weightlifter Laurel Hubbard was selected for the national team on Monday and will be competing in the super heavyweight category in the sport.
Laurel.
Yeah, that is...
That's a Laurel, all right.
That's a super heavyweight. Again, holy sh**.
Damn it, Elijah.
I'm sorry.
Like, I thought that when you were transgender, specifically a transgender woman, you were like at least going to try to portray yourself as feminine.
I mean,
in the weightlifter's
defense, the average feminist kind of does look like this nowadays. So
God help us.
He is not even trying. He is like, I couldn't cut it in the men's sport, so I'm just going to say I'm female and just demolish all of them. Other than that, I take on no transgender attributes.
Right. For our blind viewers who are listening online, this is a very girthy person that has
understating
that has arms that are bigger than my thighs. And this is the problem, though, is I want to get into this topic. This is very important, is that right now in our culture, we realize that what happened, we thought that we were going to become a liberal democracy, and they thought that we are liberalizing the country, going through civil rights, we are trying to fight for women. But what we're finding out today is that women are no longer expendable or useful to the political agenda. Mm-hmm. And this entire fight for women's rights never seemed to have anything to do in the modern era with women. Mm-hmm. Once they found new people that they could exploit and use to completely transform the country, to weaken men, and to undermine Western society, they have now put their focus on the T people. These are the more important to the men, more important than women. These are super heavyweight human. These are customized humanoids. And I got to say this, if you are a T person and you had a chance to customize yourself, you could get mad at God for the way that he made you ugly. But sir, you had a chance to remedy whatever God did there. And you
did not
you messed
take
up.
It. You did not take that
how
chance.
How do you mess up? How did you mess up the chance to recustomize yourself?
It is. Oh, man. I mean, really, just at least try to throw a little makeup on, right? If you're going to call yourself a woman, try to at least embody anything that resembles a woman. You can't do it. I will say, too, Elijah, that it's very easy for the left to co-opt this organization because you already know that the majority of them have some sort of mental illness.
Yes. Actually, just today, the secretary, assistant secretary of health, the T person, the long-haired one that looks...
Yes, Rachel Levine.
Rachel Levine.
Is what he calls himself.
Yes. Was today lecturing America on the importance of mental health.
Yeah. It's interesting how Rachel Levine continues to lecture America on the importance of mental health.
I'm giving you the mini clown pill. Catch this, see if you can. There you go. You got to take a clown. You got to take. I almost threw it down your shirt. Oops. My wife been like, ooh.
Wow.
But okay, so we gotta get into this. So this is why it's important. If we go to this, the Olympics are coming up, and it says this, the trans Olympic athlete, this is another one that's joining. This is a new thing now. Women are no longer allowed to compete in sports. Trans Olympic athlete said goal is to win event to burn a U.S. flag on the podium. So this is, again, apparently supposed to be a woman, though I'm not buying it. The Olympics are traditionally a time when Americans come together under one shared sense of patriotism and love of country. But for one U.S. Olympic athlete, the dream of standing on the winner's podium would mean an opportunity to express the exact opposite. In a Facebook post last year, unearthed by Fox News, transgender BMX freestyle rider Chelsea Wolf, and that's definitely a lot of physical similarities between canines and this individuals will see with their teeth. I don't know if you have, do we have a picture in here of that?
Oh, boy.
Oh, it's in here. Mm-hmm. Okay. Declared that being able to set fire to the American flag in protest while on the podium was the motivating factor driving them to accomplish their dream. And I think the picture's not in here. But I think we can find, a picture in a second. Take this off the screen here.
Like if you go to the script right underneath that article is the image.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, let me go to this
because
real fast.
You guys are definitely not going to want to miss what this woman looks like.
I'm
because
scared.
As we saw with the first one, there's a lot of feminine energy coming out of the transgender
Shut
Olympians.
Shut up. What is that?
What is that?
What is that? Is it, okay, I swear he's wearing one of those like Billy Bob looking teeth things
like
that you put in.
Teeth.
It's
yeah,
a wolf.
My son got one of those from like Dave and Buster's.
It's Chelsea the Wolf.
That is horrifying. Wow. That's terrifying.
I didn't even mean this to be laughing at pictures of people for 10 minutes straight video, but like what the heck is going on here? Because this is what I want to talk to you is very interesting.
Would you smile with your teeth if you looked like that?
No, I wouldn't. And that's my point, is that to many, right, the fight for gender equality and egalitarianism, which I think ended up really backfiring on our society. It genuinely did. I have to be honest about that. My positions on a lot of things on egalitarianism have definitely shifted just by looking at where the culture has been and realizing it was never about women's rights. It was never about equal rights. It was always about pushing us further and further over the tipping point as they make their one world order, this great reset global dominance. And they used women, and now they've thrown them away. Mm-hmm. Now that they don't have use for you anymore. Now they're replacing you with people who look like this. And I need Sarah and this on the screen. That's my new pronoun, this.
This. That's a good one. Because if you say he, you piss people off. If you say she, you piss people off.
That's this.
I like this.
That's a this.
Yeah, that's a this.
They're replacing you. And
with that.
With that. Mm-hmm. How does it make you feel?
Well, I mean, I will say, I think that the average person knows that there is no replacing this with that, right? I mean, I think as much as the radical left likes to, they're the loudest because they scream about it. But I have a hard time believing that you can convince the majority of Americans that that is a replacement for a true female.
Well, yeah, you can't. And if you go to video three, this is why there's this trend going on. We used to have in our society this idea of women and their beauty being an existential part of our society. It's something you would dream about. Mm-hmm. This was the idea of the hot, perfect woman. You have the angels in Victoria's Secret. You would have these glow ups. That was real popular of how you changed, lost weight.
Yep.
But our society is. Yeah, exactly. You did.
Yeah.
You were like, something was going on. A lot was going on. And then it was like
100 pounds heavier.
And then something came out of that. You just like molted or something. You melted and you came out and then bam.
Yeah.
Right in our face. We got you.
Yeah. A lot of hard work. But I think, you know, I mean, they're trying to reward not hard work, right? They're trying to reward women for being fat and lazy and unhealthy, and they're trying to tell them that that is the true way to be a woman.
Right, and this is damaging to young girls, mm-hmm. because now on TikTok, they are doing these glow downs, which are the idea of boasting about how life's been hard and how you shouldn't have to hold up to beauty standards in the world. Go to video number three, Savannah, and let's watch one of the new glow downs of how women do no longer need to be pretty or fit the world standards.
Oh, God.
Says what I looked like when I first met my boyfriend versus now. She's a pretty girl.
Yeah, she's very pretty.
I'm a supermodel.
Pause.
What?
Pause.
What? That's not the same person. No. Oh my God. Wow. That's horrifying. What happened?
They glowed down.
That's not just a glow down. I mean, that is like make a trip to the doctor. There is something, multiple things probably wrong with you. Do you have a parasite?
I mean, is there no better comparison to what a woman is? Go back to that image of the pink hair and then go to my screen here. Okay. See, there's a bit of a difference in the frame of women and men. Just a little bit.
Yeah, and you wonder why the transgender women always win the weightlifting competitions.
Yeah, but I mean, this is the sad part, is that what they're telling women is, what I think, the Bible even says that a woman's hair is her beauty. And I think that it's a very lovely thing. It's not a restrictive thing like they try to make it where, you know, beauty standards and the world's beauty standards. I think that's an amazing gift that a woman could be born, let's say, not looking as attractive as she'd like to. And that there are, since beauty is important to her, and I think women really care about image and the way they look naturally, they care about emotions and feeling. They're different than men, that women have a way to modify, to change the way they look, to get pretty. There's something very feminine about it, going, you know, and civilized, going to a dance, getting ready, putting on a dress. All those things together, our society is backfiring. And now they're saying, not only do we replace women with men, but also if you are a woman, this is the direction you should go. You should go down and not up. And we saw the attack on men starting a few years ago. Yeah. We saw that, the feminization of men. Yep. But now making women masculine and taking away their femininity, that's the new era. That's where we're at now.
Yeah, taking away their femininity and then, like you said, making the men so feminine that the women are sure to never be satisfied. They will never be happy with a feminine man while they are themselves so masculine, which is obviously, you know, making sure that families are never happy, right? I mean, you have the broken homes, which means big daddy government is there to save the day and take care of you. So, I mean, it doesn't surprise me that they've now feminized men and now they're trying to make not only women, but that's not even just masculine, Elijah. That, I mean, that's sick.
I think the person—
That's sick.
I would say that they just have an eating disorder, and I wouldn't want to make fun of them, like a drug addiction to eating disorder.
It's not just
but
that.
But the pink hair—
It's the pink hair, yeah. And what happened to her teeth? What, I don't know. Like her teeth, look right there. What happened? She stopped wearing her retainer, I think.
Hey, now you know, me and Sarah are so savage off camera. Like,
I'm like, damn. So, I wasn't even looking at the teeth. Now I'm looking at the teeth. There's so many different things to roast
and
here.
And I'm not even, and here's the thing. I'm not like trying to make fun of someone for being born with maybe bad teeth. I'm just saying there is a big difference, right? Whatever she had done before, she's clearly not doing now just to not take care of herself, it seems.
Yeah, no, believe me. And this is why I'm telling you, though, that it comes down to brainwashing women. And they're starting at a young age.
Yes.
Listen to this in video 6, Savannah, where the mom is starting with her baby using the game of Guess Who to begin to take away the identity of women so that the baby assumes that people are gender neutral and trying to reduce the understanding of a woman's appearance to being to taking away her gender. It's very, very, very disgusting. This is child abuse. Watch this.
So this person might not feel like a girl or a boy. So their pronouns would be them and they, right? And so when we're talking about them, we could say they really like mac and cheese. Or spaghetti. Or we could say, I really like them. Well, what if this person didn't feel like a he? What if that person felt like a she? Then we would use what pronouns?
Girl.
You would use pronouns that make you feel like a girl? Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And what are those pronouns? Do you remember?
She.
And?
Her.
That's right.
Okay, so you're a mom.
Oh my God.
Yikes.
This is infuriating. It's infuriating because somehow, and again, I have a hard time believing that the majority of people in society believe that this is the right way to go, but somehow we've conditioned enough people that there is this kind of child abuse happening where you just completely abdicate your responsibility as a parent, right? Like your responsibility as a parent, the number one thing you're supposed to do is teach your child right from wrong. The number one thing. And that doesn't just include morally, that includes like scientific facts, right? You have to teach them what is factual and what is not. And somehow we've convinced a certain subsect of society to just completely abdicate that responsibility to explain to children if you are a female or a male. It's maddening. Like, it's one of those, you had one job. You had one job as a parent to explain these things to your children. And instead you're confusing the shit out of them.
Well, and that's what I think is interesting is this is the erasure of women. It's like you're teaching a kid that a woman is not something inherent to birth. The woman is not something biological, that this is based off of feeling. Now, this is Eastern tradition. This is the idea of connecting to nature, of connecting to feeling rather than to analytical fact, to reason, to logic. This is antithetical to Westernism. And this is what's funny, is all of this weird leftism that you see what's happening is when it comes in, the reason why they're attacking and using that to attack Western ideology is because they're just trying to weaken our nation so they can bring about a equity of yes. nations so they can bring about a one world order. Why? Because a strong Western nation is exactly what gets in the way. Now, what is a strong Western nation? It's people that rely on reason, people that rely on logic. This is about heteronormativity mm-hmm. in their own words, about a male dominant, masculine dominant society, femininity, beauty, standards, right?
Strong families.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. These things, a faith in God. Mm-hmm. And these things keep people healthy and whole, and by his design, we are happy. This is what we call Chad immunity. Right? This is Chad immunity. And we've talked about this. If you are healthy, happy, good looking, like if you take care of your body yeah. and you work hard and make money, you're not going to be depressed and people are not going to be able to take you down. Yeah. And that's why they have to make you sick, unhealthy, and poor, because then you become a victim and then they can control you. And so that's what they're doing, is they're breaking people down. A beautiful woman like yourself is strong. That's what's independent. That's what's amazing. But a woman like that thinks she's independent, but really she's a slave.
Yeah, it is interesting because, you know, you take the entire reason why God created us so uniquely, right, was to birth babies and have babies and raise those babies into good people. And you look at what the left has decided to do with that. And if they can convince you to kill your baby before you actually have it, they will do that. Right. But if they couldn't convince you to kill your baby before you actually have it, they're going to make sure that you destroy your baby's psyche once it's actually here, Earth side. So it's maddening. I mean, our bodies were designed to have these babies. And I think it's a hard concept to comprehend, I think, for the younger generation. But I think as they start to get older and they start to learn more about the human body, and I think certainly when people start to actually have babies, when women start to have babies, they start to realize, holy shit, this was all by design. This was not a coincidence. It's not a coincidence that your body knows exactly where to shift your organs when you become pregnant, right? It's not a coincidence that like all of these things work together to make sure that you can have room for your baby in the womb, that you can, you know, birth the baby, that you can do all of these things. It's not a coincidence. It was by design. God created us uniquely to be able to have and raise these babies. And the left wants to just completely demolish that.
They want to take it away completely. With this. They want to replace you with this. And boys, I know she's a married woman, so I'm not saying her specifically, but if you had to choose one of these to go to bed with at night, and I know, don't be naughty. Or not, I mean, like literally.
Naughty.
Who would you like it's to fine. Be in your bed next to you at night? That or that? Exactly. Exactly. The weightlifter, for sure. Sorry.
I was going to say, like, I hope no one says him.
Give me a noogie and like, give me a headlock or what the hell.
You don't want to smell under his armpits.
Oh, so, I don't even want to talk about that right now. That's disgusting. But it's not just the only person too. Like the parents are doing this and they're erasing even the idea of like something as simple as like a doll. Check this out. This is video number 7. Now they now have non-binary dolls. So you don't want, they're telling you not to buy your kid female dolls or male dolls, but to erase gender to allow them to build the gender of the doll. Watch this.
Using our new Barbie's Creatable World doll to talk a little bit about pronouns with my 4-year-old son.
Oh my God.
Propaganda with my minor.
All right, 4-year-old son. What pronoun is this dolly going to use? Is this going to be a he, a she, or a they?
They.
They're going to go by they? All right, let's find some clothes for them. What are they going to wear?
They're going to wear this and this.
All right, let's put that outfit on them.
Get the house out.
And are they going to have long hair or short hair?
Long hair.
Because look, they can have long hair or they could have short hair.
They can wear long hair.
Long hair. Okay.
The outfit I picked for them.
Wow. Let me see.
And what a cute little kid too. You know what I mean? So precious.
He doesn't deserve this.
And he's just, there's nothing wrong going on here. He's just a boy and it's like, get him a toy. And instead you decide to put your Marxist propaganda directly into his hands. You know, you wouldn't give your kid alcohol. You wouldn't give your kid a cigarette. You wouldn't give him something that could physically harm him. You also wouldn't, you know, expose your kid to pornography or things right. that could sexually harm him. And you definitely would not talk to your kid about mind altering things like DMT elves trading economically, which is something that we definitely did not talk about with Alex Jones on a special. That's definitely not coming out this Sunday, or might have been cut out of it It'll probably still be in there.
It's definitely still in. But can I just jump in here and say, too, that the first thing that I noticed about this video is that this little boy automatically wanted to dress up the doll in little boy clothes and say that the doll had short hair. So, again, like, naturally, the little boy wants this doll to be a boy like him, but because the mom is like, what are the pronouns? Oh, he could have long hair if he wanted to. Also, side note, why is it always obese parents that do this? And I'm just saying, look at this hand. Look at the hand of this mom, okay? That looks like a hand of an obese woman.
You said you were surprised.
I'm just wondering, okay? I'm just wondering.
You do bring up a great point because
brainwashing their
that
children.
Is not the point that I was gonna reference. But as far as children are like, there's a reason why the stereotypes exist, because children are predisposed to just lean towards all of these things. Like, I have two boys, and my older boy, you realize when you have a child how predisposed they are, because he constantly was gravitating towards dinosaurs, cars, all of these things that you think of when you think of a man. He was gravitating towards these things because he's a boy, and that's just what they do. And you realize these things when you have children, that they like that's it's just in their DNA that they automatically will gravitate towards these things. And they're pushing these kids not to trust their instincts, right? Not to gravitate towards what their natural instincts are. And I think it's sick. And I will just say, too, I have no problem with, like, if he wanted to play with a Barbie doll that was a girl, I don't think that that's a big deal. But confusing him about the gender, I think, is the issue. Like, my son wanted one of those, you know, ride-on horses, the little stick horses. And it just so happened that the one at the store was pink. And he was like, I really want this. And inside me, I was like, oh, I don't want to get you a pink toy. But I'm like, what the hell does he care? He was four, you know? So I was like, yeah, sure, you can write it. Did he think that he was a girl after that? No, he didn't, because I didn't tell him, you're using this pink horse, so now that must mean that you're a girl.
Because you weren't like, but before I buy you this pink horse, what's the gender of it? Yeah. What are the pronouns of this
Let
pink
me
horse?
Explain to you these social constructs that we've created in society to confuse people. Yeah. I mean, you don't do that.
I mean, when I was younger, I remember I lifted up the shirts of Barbies to see to see what they looked like, what their boobs looked like.
And that's not surprising.
Disgusting.
That was not surprising. I was like, oh man.
Because you're a male.
I was going for it. And honestly, there's a lot of talk about that too, but it's like, that's what's sad about confusing people during these ages where you're supposed to be understanding what it means to be a boy, what it means to be a girl, giving your child basic standards of understanding of law, rule, order in society, that you would manipulate them. And this is to degrade so that the next generation of kids will think it's weird that you just believe that there's a man and a woman. And I want to talk about something even more insane in just a moment. But before we go any further, I got to give a huge shout out to my favorite coffee right now. And it should be yours too. Let's talk about Bag of Coffee. And don't be confused with the big black cock on the front. This C stands for coffee. The C stands for coffee. If you go to bagofcoffeecompany.com and use code SOB, you can subscribe and save up to 10% off. I really encourage you to do so. Now, this is the ground roast. Usually I have the whole bean here, but it was really funny. I gave a few bags to somebody to try recently, or a few people, and I remember they were carrying it around. They're like, why does it smell like coffee in here? I was like, the bag is that potent. You forgot it was under your arm.
I smell it over here.
Yeah, it actually smells that amazing. But let me tell you this. This is 100% Arabica BOC blend that consists of Mexican, Ethiopian, and Honduran beans that are perfectly macro roasted, and they produce a better consistent flavor profile. It's also organic, which some of you that matters. To me, it's not as important, but some of you guys are like, okay, you want something organic, you care. I'm starting to learn to care about the chemicals in my food and my body as well. And then also I can tell you this too, and it's got a rich chocolatey note. It's got a kind of a creamy finish, and it's extremely caffeinated, which is amazing and perks you up in the morning so you can be like this rooster, standing big, long, and tall. And for the month of June, Bag of Coffee is doing a subscription drive. All subscriptions this month will receive a free bag of coffee with their first order. That means you get two bags. That's awesome. Can we get some confetti for that? Two bag confetti. There you go. Also, in memory of those who have fallen, very importantly, all new subscription proceeds this month will be donated directly to the nonprofit veterans organization to help veterans who have fought and lost someone in combat. Go to bagofcoffeecompany.com. That's bagofcoffeecompany.com. Use code SOB to subscribe and save up to 10% off. The owner is also awesome and the company's great. Check it out. Okay, so Tomas Morales, who is a reporter in Los Angeles, really awesome guy, become a good friend of mine, did something called journalisming. Have you heard of it?
It's been a while.
It's very rare to hear.
Yeah, it's been a while that I've heard of it, but I seem to recall the word. Yeah.
So he actually did. This is what's crazy. Journalisming is when you discover something new. And you report on it. I know we've lost this in our society. I found this in the burn libraries.
Please,
in the burn libraries of Egypt, there's this thing that you used to do called journalisming, where you actually like were original. You didn't just reblog, recreate what other people did. You would find something and you would report on it.
Huh.
So he's from LA, and he was talking about this like erasure of women, and this is obviously the Skittle Month, right? And it is Skittle Month where we celebrate.
You mean White Pride Month?
It is. Are we allowed to say white pride anymore? Yes, we are.
That's what Skittles did, not me.
Yeah, Skittles is
Yeah, Skittles pride. Was like, actually, instead of rainbows, we're going to just make them all white Skittles. So.
Okay. Yeah.
What do you care, Skittle boy?
Skittle boy.
He found their education for children for the queer health educators from the Children's Hospital LA put together this explicit sex pamphlet for the youth. The Children's Hospital in LA has the largest center for trans youth health and development in the country. Now, at the forefront of this war on women are these T people. And some of this stuff is quite disturbing, and it has been blurred, YouTube. It has been censored for online purposes. But they bring up some of this stuff. It's called the playbook. And as you can see, I got to say this. My wife always pointed this out. Why do they always pick, like, why do they have an obsession with sex toys, the left? Like, you know, they love, like, every left-wing influencer, like, sells dildos on their influencer page. Mm-hmm. And they're always, like... Dildos already, sex toys make me a little bit uncomfortable. Like, Savannah gets, like, weirded out by this stuff, too. But, meaning, it does, like, if I've gone into adult shops with the wife and stuff like that, you look at some of this stuff, and it's just, like, I'm just gonna, like, this is just, I'm not getting into my sex life, but some of it makes me uncomfortable. Like, I just, like, look at it, I'm like, how does that?
Yeah, you're like, where does that one go? Which hole is that one supposed to go into?
Yeah, and why is that clear? And, like, why is there a vein?
It doesn't look comfortable. Yeah.
And why is there
put it in the water?
Why is there a remote control? No, but that's always, they have this weird obsession with sex.
Yeah.
Sex is great. I don't know anyone who doesn't like it. Mm-hmm. Some people like it more than others, but they make it like sex is this like big part of everybody's life when it really was just meant to be between a man and a woman in marriage. That's what it was made for. Okay. That's what God designed it for specifically. But they go into talking about providing sexual health for young queer people. And this is what's sad. When you're young, you don't understand your sexuality very much. Young kids do weird things. They're developing. They put their fingers in light sockets and they put other things in other things. Mm-hmm. It just happens. But they explain for young queer people how to do sex acts. Now, one of the bad things that we noticed up front is... Why did they make the black guy look like a monkey in the upper right-hand corner? Can we go to full screen?
Yeah, that's the first thing that we noticed, Sarah.
Why did they make him look like a monkey? Page.
What the... What? I don't have words. I have many questions.
As did we.
But when she showed me this, I didn't see the left-hand side. I thought the middle picture to the right, I thought that was a man with a straw inside of a piece of poo. Like, at least see that? Like, it looks like a turd, and he's, like, got a straw into the turd. This is for kids, and it's teaching kids. Do you notice what there's a lack of in this book?
I don't see any women. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's teaching kids who feel a little bit different sexually, which is every kid.
Right.
Every kid feels a little different. Either they like sex more or less. They might be confused or not. They might have tried sex or not. They might have gone through puberty or they haven't. Nobody's at the same place sexually when you're like 13 or 12.
Yeah, I mean, I would love to believe that there are some kids who don't really know what really sex is because they haven't experienced it yet at 13.
That's what I mean by sexual confusion, meaning a lot of them just don't even understand sex.
Right,
it's like,
right.
And now they're teaching kids about... eating the poopy hole. It's so gross. Sav, remember this morning? You're like, you have to see this. You're like, Sav brought this into the show.
I saw this and I was like, what would Elijah like for this show today? And this is what I chose. And he loved it.
I knew Sarah was coming on, but it gets worse.
God.
Because
you think this is the worst part, Sarah?
It's not the worst part.
I don't want to see anymore.
So
Hold on. Can I just point out, we're all adults who all know what sex is. And I assume like have it fairly regularly with our chosen spouses or whatever. Anyway.
Forever alone. Go back.
Anyway.
Oh my God. Let me take myself off the screen.
Forever anyway. And we are uncomfortable with this. Like, right? We're grown adults and we're uncomfortable with this. This is being shown to freaking children.
Wait.
You mean
I'm uncomfortable with monkeys on their knees giving head? Yes. Transspecies sexualization is not what I'm into. Oh, yeah.
And then
notice the woman here. Ooh. Notice the breasts are cut off. That's stitches. Like, they're showing like a woman like, oh, like for like, a, they're,
yes.
they're indoctrinating
yes.
teens
yes.
to permanently mutilate their bodies.
Yes.
Now it's like, okay, I've been punched in the face recently. I'm getting a lot of reconstructive surgery. My face is still very swollen from a recent surgery. I have two more. And that's like, that's when you get surgery, is when there's damage or there's health problems. You don't intentionally remove the tatas, especially those. Those are like the best thing a woman has.
If a woman were to do that without a doctor who was doing it, right? Like if you went and cut off your arm or something, you would be like, they would say, you're insane. Why are you trying to cut off your body parts? We're going to stick you in a mental institution. Somehow, when you have a doctor do it, it's stunning and brave.
Yeah. This person... Ooh, that's not a woman. Okay, let me go back to where we were at. Okay, so it does get
so
worse.
Beautiful.
It gets worse.
I don't want it to get worse.
So you want to learn something new? This is a reminder. Blind viewer, if you haven't already, please subscribe to the audio podcast. You do not understand. We will also read reviews at the end of this as well. So please go to Apple Podcasts, leave a 5-star review if you haven't. Also, if you watch the show and you don't subscribe to the show, whether you're watching on Odyssey, on Rumble, on YouTube, please hit that button below. And the subscriptions don't do as much as the bell. So turn on the bell to get notifications. People always ask you, but please, I notice a lot of you guys regularly watch the show, but you don't sub, and subbing directly helps the growth of the show, and leaving a comment or a review directly does. And these are free ways to help the show. We're demonetized everywhere. Mm-hmm. And so we try to keep things growing. The show's about to grow even more. So we're very happy and grateful for you guys. And we'll read some of your reviews at the end. But let's learn something new. So this is apparently the person behind it. Now, so they're also teaching kids about what, I mean, by the size of that blur, that monkey's packing some heat.
Oh my God.
They're teaching about, this is called the Patrick Swayze.
Oh no.
Why is it called that?
Because of Dirty Dancing, I think.
Oh,
because he lifts her up.
And I like in the description, it's like, you may need a partner with strong upper body strength for the Patrick Swayze. So disturbing.
Okay, what? But there's even something worse. So
this is, oh God.
They're also teaching,
It just gets worse the longer I look at it.
You think it peaks and it keeps going.
Yeah, I'm like, this is over. No, it's not. No, it's not.
Okay.
There it is. Oh my.
So. So Sarah, so.
No.
So we.
God, no.
So we, this is from the LA County Public Health for Children artwork. These are for kids. This is publicly funded artwork for kids, teaching them about sex.
Yeah.
Now, the carrot thing, I never knew about until today that people did this.
You didn't?
I didn't.
Okay.
But I figured we'd all learn something new together.
Yeah.
So if you could, underneath the pillow that you're sitting on, can you go and lift it up? There's, okay, I left a couple things back there for you.
Mm.
Lift up. You can just slide over slightly. Lift that up and feel back there. Lift that up.
I'm scared.
Let me help you.
God, I'm scared. So no, first, shut up.
Sex Ed with Sarah Gonzalez.
Okay, so we also got you one of these. Okay, so here's the deal.
I immediately regret coming on this show today.
So Kez told us to just everyone to pick out a carrot that's of a normal size you're used to, like a normal size. So I got one.
Elijah got a baby carrot.
This is normal size.
What? Oh, okay. Sure.
Am I? Savannah, something seems wrong here. Why would you pick one so big? I thought we were picking them true to size. This is what they're teaching your kids.
Oh my God.
And I can't get into the book, but essentially what they're saying here is we're going to do this together. They tell kids to buy one of these and go ahead and open it. This is uncomfortable. I'm telling you what they're telling kids. This is one of the... Savannah, where's yours?
Savannah was really hoping I could be left out of this.
Savannah's like, I'm working. I can't. Oh my God.
I hate every part of this.
My little Chinese rice farmer.
I don't like making fun of this. You know what?
Go ahead. Go to her full screen, please. And they tell you that you just do this and then you put it up your butt.
Oh my god.
This is so gross. And this is what
Which is not as hard for you. No, a little hard for me.
The reason why I said that we needed to do it was not only to embarrass just to be weird with our guests, but also to make you uncomfortable because we like to do that to our guests. But also this is one of the most, like, I'm an adult. Like, this is the point. Yeah. I'm an adult, and can I tell you, I was at the store. I told her, I was like, we have to do this. We have to do
this
what the book
a
tells us.
Tip on it too.
This is just
the carrot does.
This is just sex ed for a queer youth now.
Welcome to sex ed for queer youth on Slightly Offensive. My name is Elijah Schaefer, and this is True to Size. So they say this is what you do, right? You stick the carrot in the poo poo. Now, here's the thing is I went to go buy this at the grocery store while we were working on the script, and I had to put the condoms back because I could not check out
with the carrots
and
the condoms.
It was too much.
Yeah.
And I wanted to go to the self checkout line, and I decided that, and then they were in a box. They were in a lock box. And so I was like,
condoms were?
So I had to go to like someone to open them up. And I just thought it was gonna be a really awkward interaction.
And
I'd be like,
awkward.
I was gonna like just check out and be like, I'm from LA. I read it in a pamphlet. I swear.
It's for a show.
I told Elijah, I was like, just make eye contact with the cash register person and don't break contact.
Yeah.
I like how Sarah still has it.
I don't know where to put it. I don't know. It's like, it's got grease stuff on it.
Oh no.
I'm trying to protect the furniture.
Disgusting.
It has grease. I've been married for a few years, so I have, I don't know, I don't, I'm not sure, this isn't Elijah's sex life hour, my grandma watches this show, but I always say this is why you shouldn't have premarital sex or illicit sex. It's like, why would you wear one of those? It's like wearing a raincoat in the shower. Those are like, that defeats the purpose.
Yeah.
Like, if you're going to try to get intimate with someone, why do you want a piece of material between you and the person? Totally defeats the purpose. It's
not that we're advocating for.
No, I'm just saying if you're married, get married and then
just
bang.
Just take it off.
Yeah, literally. So my fingers are greasy.
This is gross.
We're going to have to put a warning at the beginning of this video, I think.
Probably so.
But you know what? They can't age restrict this because this is a book for kids.
That's a great point. Which reminds me of, Glenn did a special on what they're teaching our children, the sexual education curriculum. And he was like, they would literally go to jail if they showed the images on YouTube, on television, but it's the same images that they are showing in school. Because schools and libraries get a pass. It's the same exact images. But if you show them on your television show, you get in trouble and you could go to jail. Totally fine for teachers to teach to children.
That was a lot.
Well, it's been fun. This will be the last time that I come on Slightly Offensive. It's been nice seeing you guys again.
Hey, add this to the list of 10 things I can do on my show that you can't do on your show.
No shit.
Well, your show's actually good news, which, by the way, before we go any further, please support Sarah by subscribing to her YouTube and also by following her everywhere we can find social media and watching her show, The News and Why It Matters. It's really, really amazing. And it's every single day, 5 days a week. Yes. And it is literally the news and it explains to you why it matters. So there's that.
And also Elijah's on it sometimes.
Yeah, I'm supposed to be on it every week, but it doesn't work out.
He doesn't come on every week.
But I'm now on your podcast artwork.
Which should pressure you into coming on more often because we have displayed you as part of the show.
Yeah, they're trying to make me a weekly contributor.
Yeah.
But
Elijah's like, I got shit to do. I got carrots to buy. I got condoms to go get. I got shit to do. All right.
This show just gets slightly more offensive every episode. But they're telling women also that femininity. So not only are they changing. Okay, by the way, there was a point to all that weird carrot butt stuff.
Was there?
Yes, it was the point that like all of this was like in the book was like anally focused, which is the idea of moving away from oftentimes like what is so important. There was no vaginal sex in this. It was all just like cut off breasts and anal stuff, which is this fixation with like moving away from what defines a woman as a woman. Everyone's
got a
butt.
Unique way that we were created.
Yeah, you remove the boobs
yes.
and then the vagina as well. We're not focusing on that anymore. It's all about the butt.
Yeah.
And that's also as a culture too, which is an interesting thing, is that we've also as a culture, if you notice, that they really focus a lot more on large butts.
Mm-hmm.
And when that was never part of Western society, was this big butt Kim Kardashian kind of stuff. My friend John was talking about that, about how that's also part of the push too, to get men obsessed with butts, where traditionally men had been more obsessed with breasts.
Yeah.
And that they've changed that purposely in the sexualization of culture to move away from what's unique to a woman. I didn't know that.
That actually is a really great point. Although I will say I can't, my butt is not small. So I don't know how much room
you
I have to talk here.
You Latin women.
Yes.
You
yeah.
Asian. She's Asian fusion.
Can't relate.
Yeah.
Can't relate to either.
She's like, I got the Hispanic skin and the rest was just Asian.
So true. So true.
I know, but this is true. So we're going to show you a video that they're now saying even that the very basic things of, for instance, wanting to have a fairy tale wedding, wanting to have an engagement ring, is this new thing called toxic femininity. Let's play video 8.
What, were you born in a barn? Of course toxic masculinity exists. Ergo, toxic femininity must also exist.
Hey, girl.
Well, Joshua finally proved how much he loved me by spending a ridiculous amount of money on a gym, probably mined by children. That's so great. Allow me to judge him and you by seeing what 2 months of his salary looks like on your hand. Here you go. This is 2 months of 40 hours a week of work. Cute. I do regret to inform you, however, my ring is more elaborate and bigger. As you can see, my boyfriend loves me more. That makes me sad, and now I'm dissatisfied with the whole thing. Dude, let's stop this madness. Let's reward creativity, not money. What if someone proposed to you with a bunny ring? Like, here's a snail in a ring. Fuck yeah, I want to marry you.
No. No. I want no part of any of that. No, absolutely not. Mm-mm. Nope. Absolutely not. None of it.
Like, you want a nice ring, right? What girl doesn't want a nice ring? What girl doesn't want to be a part of, like,
they're setting themselves up to be in a miserable relationship.
Yeah. Also, Savannah's not married. Savannah, let me ask you this. If a guy wants to marry you,
mm-hmm.
not that this would be the deciding factor that you would judge him if he couldn't afford one, would you turn down a nice, beautiful rock on your finger?
Oh, yeah. No, you know, somebody came up to me with like a $10,000 diamond ring. I'd be like, disgusting.
Right.
This is just a display of your toxic masculinity. Get away. Get it away from
Jen,
me.
Jen, she would
please.
Say, let me wear it for a while.
Let me just wear it to just show yeah. how toxically masculine you are, but learn a lesson from this.
Flex that ring, Sarah.
Yeah, it's a pretty nice one.
Yeah,
oh,
that's actually really nice.
Yeah. He did. He spent quite a bit of money on it.
I'm a little
you know
bit
why?
Because right
I'm worth it. That's why.
Ooh, dang girl.
Well, I mean, really, like, what are you saying? If you just want, just give me the Cracker
In
Jack.
In Sarah's defense,
one.
Too, she's like a very, very beautiful woman. And so you really need to be able to see that she's taken, you know? That's really what it is.
There you go.
Exactly.
There you go. Yeah. But I mean, a Cracker Jack box? Like, why? I'm not saying that everything should be material. I'm just saying, again, they're straying away from all of these societal norms that we have created, and they're doing it for a reason.
No, they are. They're definitely doing that, and I have to talk to you about that. But before we jump any further, this next segment is brought to you by the way, speaking of protection, we had a different kind of protection. This is Northwest Retention Custom Holsters.
Dude,
I'm gonna tell
I need
you,
to talk to them.
Yeah. Also, too, look at this. I have a few. My other one's at home with my gun, actually.
Wow.
But these are all custom to my Glock 19, and they're made out of leather.
Those are beautiful.
I know. And this is also, by the way, I was going to say.
I love
also,
those.
I took this off. That was where I was putting this on a second ago. But this is a chest holster called the Scout Chest Holster. And essentially what it does is it just clips on, and it goes right onto your chest so you can run or hike or whether you're working, mowing the lawn, whatever you're doing. That way, if you don't want to get anything clipped it's annoying, you can also put it on your chest. Or if you're like me and you go to a protest, you just want people to see that you clearly have protection.
Something, yeah.
Yeah. I know they say not to do that, but sometimes you have to flex a little bit. Sometimes just so people don't approach you very quickly. But the reality is that a lot of us want a way to carry our guns around. We want something comfortable. We want something nice. And we also don't know how to carry it around because it is uncomfortable most of the time carrying a gun around. That's why Northwest Retention also offers belts, custom belts that they use for their holsters, which are very comfortable.
That's perfect. I actually have one. Yeah,
It's a handmade triple stitched.
That is gorgeous.
And it's both hooks and Velcros, and it's really, really comfortable, and it's very low key, and it works for men and women. Savannah, do you have a picture of yourself?
I need this.
I do.
I was gonna say.
Yeah, look at that.
I love that.
Look how low key that looks.
Sexy she looks too.
Stop.
Oh my gosh. Something about a woman with a gun.
Yeah, I know, right? but I'm gonna let you know that these are made in America. These are actually handmade. Wonderfully, this company is amazing. This is a smaller company. The owner's awesome. And if you go to nwretention.com, use my promo code offensive to save 10% off. And guys, I'm telling you that they have so many designs and swatches. It is so amazing. Go to nwretention.com. Use my promo code offensive to save 10% off. And I will tell you, they also have slings for like your AR and stuff. They have everything you could think of, and it's made out of leather and they're amazing quality. You should talk to them. You gotta get them on your show.
I need to, because those are gorgeous.
Yeah. And you also should just talk to them and get some, because I think, did I show you my custom one? It's not here, but it's very sexy. Anyway, go to nwretention.com, promo code offensive to save 10% off. So this toxic femininity, this is erasing everything that means to be a woman. Your chance to compete in sports, your ability, your beauty standards. Mm-hmm. This is erasing not only your identity and who you are, right? Not all women are women. It's like, yes, they are. And then they're also taking away the experience of a woman, saying that if you really want to just be a normal girl, you're toxic. But if you want to be a man and pretend to be a girl and live out a girl experience, then you're a hero. Yeah. And still at the end of all of this, women are still getting screwed and men are still winning. they have focused so much on this. I want to bring up a story here. We all know about, we talked about, you know, the holsters and the taser, et cetera, about, you know, we've always known about women not being safe. There's always been those talks of women are not safe walking to work. Women are not safe on the bus. Well, the conversation has switched again, thanks to the Washington Post. Their new story now isn't about women being safe. It's about this: traveling while trans.
Of course.
Excuse me.
The trauma
of returning to normal. First of all, let's talk about this kind of artwork that leftists love. I hate it. I hate this. There's a name for this type of artwork. There's actually a style.
Shit. Is that the name? No.
It's poo-poo carrot. I think think about that.
Greasy condom carrot.
Imagine you walk into your kid's room and you find a poop carrot.
No. I will not be imagining that. Thank you very much, Elijah.
You've heard of the sock. This is the next one.
I have two boys. I don't need to. Oh,
yeah. You know that Kez always tells me that. She goes, I'm just worried about having boys. She goes, because if I ever walk in on them and they're like doing something, she goes, I'll forever be scarred. I'll never be able to see them again. She's like, I can't even look at them. Like, I won't know what to do.
And my son he's almost 9 and he still has no modesty whatsoever. I'm like, why don't you close the door when you're taking a poop? Why don't you do that? Like, let's develop.
Hey, you know what? You know, now you realize the fact that that son is just taking a poop and there are no vegetables involved makes your son 10 steps more mature than whoever this public health center is targeting.
It's true.
Can I say this though? It is so gross. Why do we care about kids and sex? Like, when did that become a normal thing to be like, hey, let's teach kids about sex? Like, kids and sex, like, I don't
know. Probably when the pedophiles tried to add their letter to the LGBTQ community. I feel like that was when we first saw this.
Yeah, well, that, and I mean, they don't want to save it for a Christian, God-fearing home to be able to explain to their children, right? You can't save it for that, because then the parents can give them the context of, it being between a man and a woman, and you have to be married and all of these things, and they don't want to wait for you to indoctrinate your children that way. They would rather indoctrinate them early and make sure that they understand that gender is fluid. They can do sex with whoever they want to. I mean, they've got to instill that in them at a young age before their parents can be able to teach them.
Yeah. And this is why when you see this, like traveling while trans, you see how they give a hashtag. The left is really good at mobilizing and using social media, because social media prioritizes their hashtags and they push ours down. That's why if you go to Twitter or anything, all the hashtags are just like left-wing propaganda. Yeah. And this kind of artwork, you know, they go like traveling while trans, and they always show trans people, and they're just always really like gross looking people that they never show. Like Blair White is like a female passing trans person. And so it's like, and also people don't know how I can be friends with Blair. I am friends with a lot of people whose lifestyles I disagree with, but I also understand that in the end, you can disagree with people fundamentally, but not hate them.
Yes. And Blair also disagrees with doing this to children.
What I hate is people. Well, I know Lauren Witzke was saying that Blair's existence is pushing it on children, but I would also have to digress there and say that Blair is actually, I think Blair admits that they have a mental disorder and that that is not a normal thing and should not be promoted.
Yes.
And so I think there is a bit of a difference, but also the sad thing is when you come down to this, is we've come into a society where what happens is that we are now talking about normal trans people, not normal trans people, as if this is a normal thing at all. And it's not.
Right.
This is a mental disorder that was a rare thing, should be a rare thing.
I mean, it still kind of is. It still is a rare thing, generally speaking.
It's a rare thing to genuinely have GID, gender identity disorder.
Yes.
It is also rare to believe that reaffirming that disorder is the best form of treatment through surgical operation, which is still debatable and I don't believe is true. But what is normal is this, which is not actual people who have GID and people who actually go through full transitions to look like the opposite sex.
Yep.
It's these kind of T people that are just like dudes with purple hair and like they're just like fat black dudes with red hair that are like, I'm a girl. And it's like, no, you're just a fat, ugly man in a white t-shirt. And anything you say cannot change that. You can't change that. Yeah. Nobody can. That's why I said the trans identity in the world that I live, the scientific logical world, the trans identity is not a real thing.
Yeah. I mean, it's I think comprised of people who did not find acceptance for whatever reason, probably because they have said mental disorder or mental illness. So they did not find, any sort of acceptance in any other subset of society. And this was the one place that they could go to receive acceptance because our clinicians are not doing their jobs of actually diagnosing this and treating it the correct way. They're just like, oh, you think that you're, oh, are you depressed? Oh, you must be trans. Let me give you some pills. I mean, they're not doing anything to help these people through it.
Oh, you're 16 and not sure who you are?
Right.
Oh, you are every other 16-year-old in the world.
Exactly.
But also, you might be trans.
Exactly. Exactly.
Oh, so
did you guys see
it's criminal. Sarah, it's criminal what they're doing.
I'm sure you saw this video from 60 Minutes as well, where it's talking about like trans kids who were detransitioning.
Yes.
And basically, I was shocked hearing the doctor that they interviewed saying that they were even scared to push back against teenagers who were pushing for this because they were like, oh, well, we don't want to be seen as a bigot for questioning if they really do feel, you know, like a transgender person or if this is just a phase.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's what I have conversations with people about this. And that's what I say. The key to all of this is somehow supporting the scientific community, the mental health professionals of all of this, to let them know that it is okay to actually be a mental health professional here. Because I think that they've gotten so scared to actually push back on this that they are going to continue doing this damage. And until we can get them to come back to like normalcy, for lack of a better term, this is going to continue on. Like we have to somehow convince them. It's like, you will be fine if you actually tell people, hey, maybe you're just 16 and going through something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And maybe that something isn't into another gender. There's only two and you can't switch them. Okay.
Right.
You can't. And that's just the thing. You can't. And that's what I want to tell to people who know people who are confused. A lot of you wonder, what do I tell people? You need to really not reaffirm their ideas, but you need to understand, have empathy that they are confused and that there's propaganda being given to them. And you need to come there and be a voice of reason, but also pair that reason with love, because truth always has to be presented in love. And I know that the world wants to erase women, but here at Slightly Offensive, we do not want to erase women. We love women. In fact, I love bringing beautiful women for mostly the male audience and the female audience to look up to. And for the male audience to look at, even though, because you guys love them, because there's too many ugly men like myself in politics.
You know, if we didn't speak about these issues and this is what women would turn into, we didn't get to this video and I feel like we had to show it before we ended.
What the hell is going on?
This is it.
If Elijah didn't call this out, this is how all women would
I was going to say, ultimately speaking, this makes me want to cancel women. So I take back everything in this episode. I say cancel women.
Can I say something really quickly? I would just like to say I'm completely on board with making sure that we keep our women feminine. And I actually put my money where my mouth is. And I have created a beauty company.
Really?
We're launching here in a couple weeks. And it's called American Beauty. And we want to make feminism feminine again. Yes. So it's, we don't have enough conservative, you know, conservatives that have
now
created companies.
Now I know what brand of makeup we'll start using on the show.
Yeah.
And this will always, we'll just keep plugging your brand and being like, oh.
Yeah. So people, AmericanBeautyBySarah.com, go there, submit your email address so that you can be notified whenever we do the pre-launch.
Links in the description.
And everything like that. Yeah. So we're really excited about it. And we're ready to take feminism back.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That is really cool.
Yeah, that gets confetti. That's awesome.
Thank you. Yay. Thank
and
you.
Yeah. I don't imagine you're going to be using trans models or little gay boys as your, cover
we
art.
We won't. I mean, if they want to buy the product, great, because it's a great product. But we're not going to be catering to men.
It's catering
we will be
to
catering
females.
To females who care about being feminine.
Novel.
Yeah.
Novel.
Yeah.
Almost like lingerie, which used to be catered to women as well.
Right. Yeah.
Now we have Megan Rapinoe. Disgusting. Ew. Megan Rapinoe is just gross.
I mean, so if I wanted to see a man model the lingerie, I'd just ask for a man to
model
the lingerie.
Disgusting. Check that out. Make sure you follow Sarah Gonzalez everywhere. Don't erase her. Help her to grow. And follow myself and Savannah wherever else you can find. Links in the description. Literally, we're everywhere. You'll just find a ton of links. And if you're there, we're probably there. And if we're not there, we'll be there soon. For our blind viewers, remember at the end of every show, there are ways that you can support the show. The free way is leaving that review, that 5-star review, and we read them on air. Let's read about this. We have a review from Tyler Yon that says, racist. Remember we talked about the exclamation marks?
When there's yes, a lot of them, that is a serious? Ton. Wow.
Just
this
kidding.
Guy is, oh, okay. He's not serious. He's not serious, but he is dedicated.
Racist.
That's just a lot of dedication.
Whoa, I rendered like in like half speed right there. That was crazy. just kidding. Love you guys. Every time I listen, I get a new perspective and a good role model to look up to. You guys, and as of today, that might be different.
today's episode was a lot.
Could I just?
I don't know what happened to mine. Oh, I threw mine at you.
Yeah, you threw yours at me.
Every time I listen, I get a new perspective and good role models. Okay, you guys are helping me navigate the craziness of high school. Keep up the good work. Straight white male. Epic, dude. You're one of the rare breeds. I can't believe you exist. And if you're not vaccinated, you're one of like 30% of people. Where is it? That is... they said true to size, and I was like, doesn't that everyone's in the same boat?
Let me just
don't cross. You know, one time I have a video, it's unreleased still, and someone's been asking me for it. There's an Antifa guy, and he was like genuinely boasting about the size of his penis against these guys. He's like, you guys have small dicks, you have a small I have a big and then I told him, I was like, because this is my humor. My humor is never to combat people. It's just to accelerate their stupidity and to make it worse. I said, hey man, what's wrong about having a small penis? I said, you know, you always have to use like the other words so that it sounds like less. It's like, I was like, I have a small penis. And like I said, and there's nothing wrong with that. And he was like, then he thought I was being serious. He's like, if you want to boast about that, that's fine. But I have a big energy. And I was like, bro, that's sizist. You know, like you can't.
It's ableist.
Yeah. I was like, you can't compare.
To, yeah. And if you have big energy, you don't generally
you don't
have to brag
it.
That you have big energy, you just have it.
Exactly, ladies. Exactly. Some of us are just born confident. review two. Sorry, grandma. This is that part of the show where I always apologize to my grandma. Grandma, the genes are good in the family. What can I say? Thank you.
Sorry, grandma. Thank you, grandpa.
Thank you, grandpa. Thank you, grandma, for the shared DNA. This is where they said fifth grade humor. Like you could do without the fifth grade humor. It's like, man,
was like third grade, bro. We went down a couple levels.
But literally, they're teaching it to third graders.
But also, this is third grader education. Yeah. So,
Buckboy 12321 says dynamic. What's up with all these capital words at the top? I like this, but hey, the best way to spend a Wednesday and Friday. My only critique is that I can't watch every day. Who knows? Maybe that will happen.
Well, that's
soon.
Not Elijah's fault.
Yeah, that's literally, I'm not allowed to make more than two. They have me on like a schedule here. Because in case you guys.
We're too powerful. That's why we can't make that much content.
You're not allowed to. You would break the internet if you made more.
I think we're to stay under YouTube's radar a little bit. It's like, we can't comment on everything. Thank you, Elijah and Savannah, for such amazing content and always bringing a laugh to what is typically not funny. You bring real rainbows to what is becoming a bleak world. Thank you so much for that. Buckboy 12321. Also, don't forget to please, if you are a regular viewer of the show and you've made it to the point now where I'm rendering at 30% speeds, you know that we want to get out of the broom closet and we want to get a real set one day.
Help us escape.
Help us escape. Make sure you become members at blazetv.com/Elijah. That is like, I always tell you, maybe you've been listening for a long time and maybe this is your first time and you want to know how to support the show. You're like, I don't need a taser or whatever. Know that these are our SOBs, our slightly offensive backers. And also know that if you subscribe this Sunday, this weekend, so after this came out, if you go to our page, we're having members only content in the future. Now we're gonna try to make at least one video a month, and not just when I say members only, I mean this is not an interview with Alex Jones. This is
he means yeah. The carrot is involved. That's what he means.
onlycarrots.com.
Only Blaze.
Yeah, only Blaze. No, but if you go to blazetv.com/Elijah, they're actually going to be able to see this special with not Alex Jones. And
it's great. I love not Alex Jones.
And as Savannah said, she's really seen someone confuse Alex Jones. And that if we did interview him,
right,
clearly would have been me. And I take that to heart.
I love that. Mm-hmm. I can't wait to not see it.
Yeah, it'll actually be genuinely good.
Not being released this Sunday.
No.
Yeah, not being released this Sunday afternoon. Yeah. Not being released. Not an hour-long special from Austin in his studio with him. Never.
Definitely.
Never at blazetv.com/Elijah. Anyway, have a great rest of the week. As always, I'm currently in Las Vegas with Savannah, friends, and family. We're having a great time. This was a pre-tape, just so you know. Have a great rest. It's so uncomfortable. It's so... We gotta put these in Chad's studio or something.
Oh, yeah. Let's go do that right now.
Have a great rest of the week, and may God bless the United States of America. I'm signing out.